presenting.
Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by General Motors. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, influenced by the original, yet relevant now, is an enduring icon that's made to love. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads. Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Hey, Tom, Sybil and Jay, big day for TV One. We launch News One now this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to
it starts
the first
today,
time.
Roland?
Starts today, the first time.
Have a moment of silence for Houston.
Congratulations.
Well, hold on.
No,
that's not a thing to say when your coach collapses, Jay.
Yeah.
Like the team.
But the one thing, the beauty of the weekend is that Chicago had a bye and they couldn't lose. All right.
Hey, you're playing tonight, smart guy.
I'm giving you your Bears condolences in advance.
And I accept
all
it.
All right.
I accept it.
Over the weekend, Kara Washington hosted Saturday Night Live, of course, and more black people watched Saturday Night Live for the first time since Eddie Murphy was on the show. And they decided to actually make light of the fact that there are no black female cast members with a particular skit. And here was some audio they actually played that scrolled across the screen.
The producers at Saturday Night Live would like to apologize to Kerry Washington for the number of black women she will be asked to play. We made these requests both because Miss Washington is an actress of considerable range and talent, and also because SNL does not currently have a black woman in the cast. As for the latter reason, we agree this is not an ideal situation and look forward to rectifying it in the near future. Unless, of course, we fall in love with another white guy first.
This of course, is not a laughing matter to Rashad Robinson. Of course, with colorchange.org, they've been demanding a meeting with Lorne Michaels, the executive producer of SNL, by November 6th. Rashad joins us right now. Rashad, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Again, so SNL makes light of the fact that they have no black female cast members, but for you, it's not a laughing matter.
Well, you know, the underemployment of black people in general is not a laughing matter, but when Kenan Thompson went out in the media and said that black women simply weren't ready for the show, that was sort of when we started to really look at this matter. And in 39 years of SNL, only three black women have been part of the cast, but the show consistently, you know, covers and highlights the images of black women. And so we not only want to meet with Lorne Michaels, he has sort of responded to our letter in the AP, but we want to get some definitive answers in terms of what are they going to do next to ensure that this does not continue to simply just be a laughing matter, but something that they solve.
Now, Rashad, it goes beyond even just those folks who are on the show. And look, Jay knows this well, what I'm about to talk about. When you talk about these shows, you have few black writers. And what happens
black writers,
is,
producers, directors,
right.
All of it. You're right.
And so what happens is a lot of people get sitcom gigs, get other kind of gigs because they worked on SNL. And so when you're African American, you don't get an opportunity, don't get inside the door, then that limits you in other opportunities down the road.
You know, we see this across so many different industries, but the fact that SNL continues to laugh about it, yes, absolutely. SNL is a pipeline for many folks, from Conan O'Brien to Jimmy Fallon to Tina Fey. And when black folks are cut out of those opportunities, we're limited in terms of how we see our representation and our images on television. And for us at Color of Change, which believes not only in changing politics and policy, but changing culture, what people see and what people hear in our media has a tremendous effect on what they do every day and how they see our community. And we believe that, you know, SNL has a responsibility not just to joke about this matter, but to actually deal with the fact that in, you know, 2013, having a show that's been on the air for 39 years and simply only having three black women as part of their cast is unacceptable.
What did you make of Revenel Sharpton coming on at the end
that, yeah.
And used as a part of the skit as well?
You know, I mean, I'm hoping that Reverend Sharpton's involvement, that the way in which they addressed it at the end is you know, Lorne Michaels and SNL's way of sort of winking and nodding at the audience in a satirical way that they do by saying that they're going to fix this problem. But for us, you know, fixing this problem goes beyond, as you all mentioned, just simply adding one black female cast member who a whole lot of pressure is going to be put on her in the first or second year, but also to have a real conversation about diversity and creating a real pipeline of opportunity, not only this show, but across Hollywood. And for us, at Color of Change, you know, the SNL opportunity, the visibility that we can create around this conversation to not just talk about this individual show, but the industry as a whole was given to us when Kenan Thompson said that black women simply aren't ready for the show. We believe that this is a bigger discussion, but we're starting at SNL because of the role that they've played in launching so many careers.
Roland and Sybil, let's talk for a minute what you just brought up about the behind the scenes, mm-hmm. the writers, the producers. And it's not just SNL. Some of your so-called black shows with black stars have few, if any, black writers.
Arsenio Hall.
Let's talk about Arsenio Hall.
He has one.
and he did a bit in his opening week.
In the staff.
With his staff.
He did a bit about his staff being white, but their souls are black. He did a whole about a 5-6 minute bit where he went behind the scenes and he showed all of his staff. He says, I have a big staff, I have 40 people, and there was like only one black person. On Arsenio's staff.
Hollywood. It's Hollywood altogether. That's the way it is.
When you work for Arsenio, you were a writer. How many black writers were in the writing room with you?
It was me.
Just you.
But Tom, what happens is the same thing in broadcast. If you don't get a shot elsewhere, then they say, well, we can't find people. And then it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. It goes around and around. One person hires another
person. Oh, they
can
find people. They don't hire the people.
I understand.
Black writers apply for those jobs all the time, and they don't get them.
I got you.
So, Rashard, today is the 4th. You said by the 6th. What are the chances?
By the 6th. I mean, he's responded back to us in the press. We're hoping to get a meeting on the books, but folks can sort of join us and join our campaign by texting SNL to 225568. They can text SNL to 225568 and join us. And after the 6th, we're going to be doing what we do at Color Changes, mobilizing the voices of everyday people, giving our nearly 1 million members the ability to respond and hold SNL accountable. So the 6th was an opportunity to have a meeting and to have a discussion. But after that, we'll be doing the work that we do every day to not just talk about it behind the scenes, but to give our members, to give everyday black folks and their allies the ability to say enough is enough. Change is needed.
Okay.
All right.
And while you're at it, check Kenan's fat ass, too.
When you go to meet, okay?
Yeah, I just want to check you, homeboy.
And thanks, congratulations, Rashard. Roland.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right.